שלום, אנחנו קוראים מתיקוני הזוהר בעמוד 61, תיקון.
Hello, we are reading in the תיקוני זוהר, correction in the Zohar, page 61 in Hebrew. You can watch our lessons on cab.tv and ask questions there, selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson. תיקוני זוהר, page 61, correction number 21. From the words, Rabbi Shimon arose. Rabbi Shimon arose and started and said, Hear mountains, the quarrel of the Lord. Who is the quarrel? It is the Shekhinah, divinity, which is the quarrel of the Lord, which is Rabbi, Rav, many. Because of her sons, she is Riv, quarrel, in Rabbi, in Rabban, and Rabba. Quarrel, of course, with all the Tanaim and Amoraim. She quarrels with them in six books of the Mishnah because of her husband, who is the middle pillar, comprising six books, or six orders. It was said about them, will be strengthened in my fortress, will make peace for me, will make peace for me. Two pieces, one in the middle pillar and one in the righteous. It was said about them, peace, peace, to the far and to the near. It was said in the exile about the middle pillar, the Lord was appeared to me from afar. The righteous is close to her. And for him it was said, it is better a close neighbor than a faraway brother. Because of it, here mountains, these fathers, these patriarchs, the quarrel of the Lord. This is the Shekhinah, which is the quarrel with the fathers, forefathers, because she is removed from her husband, who were called Amoraim. And the strong ones, the foundations of the earth, are the Tanaim. These Tanaim are strong when the letters are reversed, and they are Netzach Vehod, righteous, the foundations of the world. Thus, Eitan, strong, when the letters are reversed, is Tanya, Tanaim, assisting him in the or Tanya, which is the Gemara, assisting him in the exile. It was said about her, your throne is strong, put your nest in the rock. This rock was said about, it was said about it, that it elicited only drops of the water of Torah with those bricks. And because Moses struck the rock with his staff twice, it made it not come drop and drop, the little bit there and a little bit there. And there were several disputes over these drops. And who caused it? The teachers. It was said about him, everyone who teaches laws before his master must die. And because of it, hear, O teachers, because of him, Moses struck with the rock with his cane twice. Had he not struck it, Israel and the Tanaim and the Amoraim would not trouble themselves with the oral Torah, which is a rock. Rather, it was said about it, and he spoke to the rock, and it gave it water, its water, without effort. And it'll exist in them, and they will no longer teach one another. And it would bring out water without any questions and disputes and rules. Because of the Shekhinah, of which it was said, all my words are as the fire, says the Lord, it was in the mouth of Israel, which is the oral Torah, which is a rock. The letters of over 60, which are the 60 treaties in the Mishnah. The Shekhinah rested on the rock. Wherever the Creator wants to make a miracle, the Shekhinah comes to that place first. Because the Shekhinah was there, he need not have struck the rock. It was a disgrace to the Shekhinah who was there that she did not have the strength to give water. And this is because you did not sanctify me, since you did not believe in me to sanctify me. Because of it, the Shekhinah departed from the rock, which is Yud from the Mitat, leaving only Matat, Yabasha, dry land. The meaning of let the waters under the heaven gather into one place, one is Malchut, and the land, dry land was seen, is the rock, Matat. Because of it, it was said, and he took one of his ribs and closed flesh under it. What is flesh? It was said about it, Beshagam, because of his flesh. And until it came down, the rock did not come up and did not give its water. After this fountain rose up from there, the bitter Mara controlled in its place, as it is written, and they came to Marata, bitter place. The meaning of it is, and they made their lives bitter with hard work, with mortar and with bricks. This is a question. With mortar is all the more so. So were Israel until he showed them a tree, as it is written, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he cast it to the water, and the water was sweetened. This is the tree of life that grew by that fountain, which is the Shekhinah. Yud is the fountain that waters the tree, which is above. This is a tree 500 years distance, which are hay. And the water was sweetened is the final hay, of which it was said, call me Mara. The bottom Shekhinah is a fountain of gardens that does not stop. A drop that extends from the moach, the brain, and several drops extend from it, which are virgins after her friends. The gulgolet, skull, is a rock, and the fountain within is the brain. Over those drops, it was said about those drops, happy is the man who filled his vessel with them. They will not be ashamed, for they will speak to their enemies at the gate. This is the gate of the righteous, the covenant of the token of the holy covenant. Here, mountains, the quarrel of the Lord. These are three letters Yud, and the foundations of the earth. These are the three letters of Vav, all of which are implied in Vayisa, Vayavo, Vayet. And he went and came and pitched. Arise, Elazar, and tell the sling, which is the Shekhinah, and surround it, is Keter, and throw off it a stone, a holy drop. It was said about it, and fume or steam came from the earth. Because of it, the ring went up from Aleph, from Zarka, to take upon it a precious stone, which is the drop. Immediately, he watered all the face of the earth. When she rises in Ema, which is the Aleph from Adni, Eki. And over whom does she ascend? Over the middle pillar, which is Vav. She is wrapped around it like a ring in a finger. She ascends in the Dalet from Adni, which are the two arms and two thighs, until she rises to the letter Yud, which is Abba Chochmah, the upper Yud. Because from there she was taken. As it is written, the Lord established the earth with wisdom. She takes the fountain and watering from him upward, by his throne above, and in the middle and in his throne below. When she descends, a thorn, not throne. When she descends consisting of three drops. At that time, it is said about her, he goes to Segolta. And she is called Yud, 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 with three letters Yud. The top Yud is over the first Rosh, which is the upper Keter, above all the upper ones. Then she descends in the middle, and takes from there in the middle pillar, and then she descends below to her place, the Yud, which is below the Aleph. The young man arose from behind the shade and said, Rabbi, Rabbi, my teacher, my teacher, a drop descends. Take the bow in your hand, which is like the finger with a ring in it. Take it and pull the string and drop it to it, for she received it on him. Thus, when she goes from below upward over the rosh of the letter Vav, which is like a spear, the Vav, she extends in it like a scepter of a tail of a comet. When she goes up, there is the yud on it, and it becomes the zayin, the letter zayin. Certainly, the keter, the crown, over the head of a book of Torah. When she descends, the bow must be stretched, for he is a righteous. From it, she descends and thrown in her place. This sword, which is this drop, cuts it into three drops, because she goes to Segolta. When she descends on it, she descended on it, she became Yud. Then she cuts it into three, to become Keter, and the crown at the head of the three forefathers, to be a Keter of Torah, and Keter of Kehuna, priesthood, and Keter of Malchut, kingship. This is the meaning of the Shin, with three tags on it. The head of the sword is the Yud. The torso of the sword is the Vav. Its two edges are Hey, Hey. Its sheath is Adni. And the sword is Yud Kei Vav Kei. When she is Yud Kei Vav Havaya outside of his Shechina, it is a judgment that cuts on every side. When she goes into the sheath, she becomes mercy and does not cut judgments. And the meaning of the sword in its sheath is Havaya Adni. When Havaya is outside of his Shechina, it is said about him that the Lord your God is a consuming fire, taken from the Gvura to burn the world. Yud becomes a cinder. Vav, the flame of the cinder. Hey, hey, one is five colors. The other is five lights illuminating in them. When the top hey departs from the bottom hey, she says, do not see me that I am black. When she shines with her colors, it is said about her, and I saw her to remember the everlasting covenant. The Tanaim and Amoraim of above arose and said, Rabbi, Rabbi, how strong is your sling that elevates her to Ensof and brings her down indefinitely? He started as before and said, hear, mountains, the quarrel of the Lord. He said to them, fathers, fathers, great mountains, hear. This is the stone that was carved from those mountains of yours, which is the keter at the rosh, head of everyone, and the foundations, which is the strong ones, which are the keter over all of them, quarrels over all of you because of her husband. She's like a blocked fountain in the rock. Until her husband comes, she does not give her water. Thus, the tongues are as hammers striking that rock, but none of them brings out any fountain from her, except for her husband, who knows how to extend from her. Rabbi Shimon started and said, he who prays and knows how to raise his desire above is worthy, since his mouth brings out names and his fingers write secrets. When the names rise from his mouth, several birds spread their wings above to receive them, and several animals of the Merkava, chariot, come to take them with them. It is more so, even more so, if the Shekhinah is in his prayer, and she rises to the Creator. The meaning of if you lie between the lips, do not pronounce it as if, but M, mother. Worthy is he who raises her with his prayer, who prays with his lips above with her husband. In the morning prayer, she rises by the name Kel, the great God. In the afternoon prayer, she rises by the name called Elohim. In the evening prayer, she rises by the name called Havaya. The meaning of Kel, Elohim, Havaya, spoke and called Aretz, earth. It was said that in his prayer, one should wait 1 hour before he prays, and 1 hour after he prays. The meaning of waiting for 1 hour with his prayer is because it was said, and the man was bewildered by her and was silent. He who said about him, the Lord is a man of war. After that person prayed, waited and prayed, if his prayer is in his mouth, it is certainly accepted. The meaning of a person having to wait and a woman to come first is, as you said, if a woman inseminates first, she delivers a male child. The meaning of a woman inseminating first, delivering a male child, and also that by our lowliness, he remembered for us, or male for us, it's the same word in Hebrew. The meaning is that by his lowliness of man, he will remember him favorably. If his prayer is in his mouth, means that it is before he finished speaking, Rebekah came out. The meaning of it is, and before they call, I will answer. While they speak, I will hear. Worthy is he who does not detain the queen from rising to the king. Anyone whose prayer is in his mouth without any delay rushes the king, the queen toward the king. Woe unto people who are obtuse in heart and eyes, for they do not engage to know the glory of their master, to appease him in his Shekhinah with several litanies and conciliations, to bring him down to the Shekhinah, much more so to awaken in him love for her. As they said, he who chooses his people Israel with love. When they stand before him, we must stand before him with fear. Worthy are Israel, for they know how to appease their master properly, and to connect in their prayer, in their mouths, by their prayer, these two names, which are Havaya Adni. At that time, you will call, and the Lord will answer. And the Lord, he is in his courthouse. This is the Shekhinah, and this is the upper Chokhmah and Shekhinah. Upper and lower Chokhmah. This is the meaning of, if you lie between the lips, which is the offering of the Creator. For certainly the Shekhinah is his offering. Because of it, they established a prayer in the offering. She is the offering. Worthy is he who raises her with him properly, who asks because of her, who is it who goes up? Certainly the offering from the desert, certainly from the desert, for his mouth regards the Creator as Mount Sinai. Because of it, who is it who comes up from the desert like pillars of smoke, incensed with myrrh and frankincense? This is the morning prayer that Abraham established, which is the myrrh. Also with frankincense, frankincense is the bundle of the myrrh. My beloved is for me. And this is the netzach, which he raises with the right. Levona is hod, which he raises with gvura, from every dust of a merchant, is the righteous who raises her by the middle pillar. If he does not raise the Shekhinah by his prayer as an offering to the Creator, then a dog comes down to eat his offering. Woe unto him! It is better for him not to be created in the world. And it was said about him, a soul without knowledge is not good. When he raises the Shekhinah by his prayer, several animals in the Merkava and the wheels of the throne all awaken in her with a tune and with joy, and all of them, their wings are open to receive her. And it is written, their faces and their wings were spread above. When she comes down, she comes up like a dove. When she descends like an eagle. She is a queen. She's not afraid of all the birds in the world. She comes down with several foods for her children. As it is written, as an eagle awakens his nest, hovers over his nestlings. Who are his nestlings? Those are Israel, who are his nestlings, tweeting with tweets of prayer. She comes down to them, and to each one she brings down his proper food. To some she brings down the food of Torah, which is the food of the soul. To some she brings down the food of the body, to each according to his will. If you lie, is upper Ima, which is the Shabbat prayer. The lips must receive her on the eve of Shabbat, which is the soul of every living being. She descends on the head of the righteous, which is the seventh day. We call it the day of learning. She is on it between the two lips, which are Netzach and Hod. Shabbat is the mouth, the opening, that opens on the eve of Shabbat to welcome her by this prayer of Shabbat. For the prayer of Shabbat is called Kabbalah, acceptance or reception. From her, all the sefirot receive from one another. In her, man's prayer is received before the Creator. She is the prayer of the 10 penitential days. She is the upper hay, of which it was established, in which there were 5 prayers established on the Day of Atonement. But Shabbat is the bottom Shechina, consisting of the 3 fathers, which are 3 branches of the Shin of Shabbat, a single daughter. She is a dot in her a vacant place. She is the festival of all the good days, and it is written, who sits on the axis of the earth. But an added soul on Shabbat and on good days and on all the supplements is the upper Ima, an added spirit of holiness. The prayer of the 6 weekdays, 3 times a day, is the bottom Shechina. The rule of 18 prayers 3 times a day, arising to 6 days, 18. After his name, she is called the prayer of every mouth. On the weekdays, he brings her food through a messenger. But on Shabbat and good days, he brings her food through the Creator. Woe unto a woman who is furnished by a messenger. For it was said about the dove that she said, and here an olive leaf is in her mouth. Why an olive leaf? She said, a dove. The dove said, Master of the world, let my food be given to you, and let it be as bitter as olive, and not be sweet, but given by a messenger. And in this place, the messenger is Matat. Also, the Shechina is called the prayer of Passover from the right side, the prayer of Rosh Hashanah from the left side, the prayer of Shavuot in the middle. Havaya is in every place to receive her and prepare the tools of war. Hear, mountains, the quarrel of the Lord. Who is the quarrel of the Lord and who are the mountains? The quarrel of the Lord is the Shechina. Mountains are the fathers. The quarrel is a strife and a dispute over the Creator, over her sons who are in exile. When they are not in exile, she quarrels with him over those poor who are expelled from their place, so he would pity them. The verse proves, as it is written, or will strengthen in my fortress, will make peace for me, will make peace for me. 2 pieces. One with the Shechina, who quarrels with him over the poor, and who is the poor for whom he quarrels. It is the poor who is from the righteous side of the righteous. Much more so when the righteous is desolate and dry in the 18 blessings of the prayer, and they cry out to the Creator. It was said about him, then they will call me, and I will not answer. As the bottom Shechina is a quarrel over the righteous, who is the one who lives forever, that he is dry and desolate, dry, desolate from the temple and dry from offerings, so is the quarrel of the upper Shechina because of him with the Creator. And it is written, words of strife in your gates. When the two quarrel because of him with the Creator cries out for Israel below, or will strengthen in my fortress, will make peace for me, will make peace for me. 2 pieces corresponding to 2 quarrels. And it is difficult for her, and the most difficult for her of all is that the Creator retires from her. And this is a dispute for heaven's sake. When she falls at his feet. As it is written, she fell under his feet and lied down. She falls with her face on the earth because of the righteous who lives forever, a poor one in exile. When the righteous is outside of his place, it was said about him, kissed outside, lest he will faint. When the Shekhinah is outside of her place, she is called Braita. It is Bao, outside, and she is bright of Shabbat, added to the poor who is righteous. Certainly the day of Shabbat, which has nothing of its own, but an added soul that is given to him because of the Shekhinah. This is called the supplement of Shabbat. At that time, she is called an addition. From the side of the day of Shabbat, several additions descend with her to the disciples of the wise, who are called added souls. As it is written, the soul of every living thing will bless your name, the Lord our God. They are the ones added to the holy people on the eve of Shabbat. Disciples of the sages inherit them on the weekdays. By them, the secular becomes holy. These are the additions that descend from the supplement. Certainly, the Shekhinah is the correction of the body of the Creator. It is the Braita. As was said about her, she kneeled under his feet, and she is the addition from the side of the one who lives forever, who is the supplement of Shabbat. She is Mishnah from the side of the Guf, and she is an attack from the right arm of the king. As it is written, the Lord, your right hand, O Lord, is mighty in strength. Strength meaning fear. Kneading is from the left side. By the left arm, he grips her. By the right arm, he is corrected by her. And he said, arise, sit, Jerusalem. From the right side, it is a force to a person. From the left side, he gives them their needs in the land of the desert. It is a question in the king's mouth. As it is written, ask your father, and he will tell you. He has the answer, as it is written, and he will tell you. In it, a person asks, he asks to the point, and he replies properly. The rule is in the heart, where the thought is. A correction is when the king departs from her. As it is written, I was silenced. I was quieted from the good. And in her is the prayer in secret. When he is tikkun, I guess it's correction. It was said about her, then they call me and I will not answer. When the Lord is in her, she is called Haggadah, saying, at that time you will call and the Lord will answer. This method is called, there will not be a question or a dispute. As it is written, every valley will rise and every mountain and hill will become a plain. It is called, a cessation is called from several sides. Some people engage in oral Torah for her sake. To some, it is a craft. Some rule in it mountains as mountains and strong rocks. After they make rules about her, they correct her with several explanations. It was said about them, complete rocks you will build, complete stones, and they make in them several buildings for the king and for the queen to dwell among them. Some rules are the queen's garments. They cut them in several sides and then correct them with several explanations for the queen to be seen in them before the king. At that time, and I will see her, to remember the everlasting covenant. These are the garments of the priest, which are four garments of white and four garments of gold. There are rules from those protectors who come to the seminary, who cut and decide in them with their tongues. They are as swords and spears. They are horsemen and strong as those who wage wars at sea and on land. They are the written Torah and the oral Torah. They are worthy if the king is among them. The middle pillar, consisting of the two Torot, laws, which are the written Torah and the oral Torah, which were given from the right and from the left, and with which a war is won. Woe unto them who come to make war with two laws without the king. It was said about them, no word and no sayings. Their voice is not heard. All the craftsmen are in the oral Torah, and she is within. As it is written, the glory of the king's daughter is all inside. She is the rule of the king. When she walks to him with two thighs, which are two pillars of truth. When she rises in the goof, in the two arms of the king, she is called reception, or Kabbalah, the wisdom of Kabbalah. When she kisses him with her mouth, she is called the oral Torah. Or in his mouth, she is called the oral Torah. At that time, when she comes up before the king, he immediately exists in Moses, mouth to mouth, I speak to him. When she stands on her two legs in exile, in the last exile, she is called a rule by Moses out of Sinai. When she is in the king's arms, she is called Kabbalah out of Moses from Sinai. When she is before the king, immediately mouth to mouth I speak with him. When she removes away, she is removed from Moses, the Shekhinah is a quarrel to the Creator below. When she is in her arms, Kabbalah, she is a quarrel above. Because of it, here, mountains, the quarrel of the Lord, are the three forefathers. What is their quarrel? It is Shekhinah. By the letters reversed, Riv, quarrel, is Rabbi, my Rav, which is Rabbi from the land of Israel, and with him, the Shekhinah is a quarrel. The strong ones are the two Tanaim. Tanaim, when reversed letters, are Eitanim, strong. Here, mountains. Who are the mountains? These are the three dots, which are Sigol, and the strong ones are two dots, which are Tzere, punctuation marks. Also, here, mountains. Who are the mountains? These are three dots, which are Shuruk, and the strong ones are two dots, which are Shva. What is the quarrel of the Lord? It is Chirik. The quarrel of the Lord above is Cholam. The quarrel of the Lord below is Chirik. Two quarrels are over the Shuruk, who is righteous, who is one righteous, connecting two of them. The middle pillar, when it moves away from them, it is a quarrel. When it connects between the two of them, it is Rabbi, my Rav. And it is peace and connection, as it is written, and his soul was connected to his soul. There are two quarrels, one righteous and one the middle pillar. One is a riv between Abba and Ima, which are Kamatz and Patach. This is the middle pillar, a quarrel between them. Why is it a quarrel between them? Because the Shekhinah does not have food in exile. Because the gate, which is Patach, as it is written, Potech, opens your hand, which is Yud, Chochmah. Kamatz is Satum, blocked. It was said about him, opens your hand and satiates every living thing. This is the one who lives forever, comprising 18 blessings. He is dry and desolate in the prayer, which is the Shekhinah. Because of it, it is a dry prayer. Because of them, it is a quarrel between Abba and Ima. When the Kamatz is opened by the Patach, which is its gate, the middle pillar descends full and walks 500 years until they get to the one who lives forever, who comprises 18 blessings, and he is filled by them. And from him, he waters the Shekhinah, who is the prayer. And the one who is dry, he calls it land, as it is written, and God called the dry land earth, to make fruit, which are the land of holiness of Israel below. As it is written, and God said, let the earth put forth grass. The middle pillar, when she comes up to Abba Ve'ima to bring down food from there, his voice rises over all those streams and rivers and fountains. When he comes down, his voice comes down over all those streams and fountains of the Torah. As it is written, the rivers sent forth their voice. The rivers sent forth their voice. The rivers sent, these rivers are the two dots, which are Tzereh. The one who rises over them with two arms is Cholam, and in them they become Segolta. Who descends under them in two thighs? It is the Chirik. In it they become Segol. At that time the rivers sound their voice, which is the voice of Jacob, the sound of the shofar. Where do they raise it? To Abba Ve'ima. When he descends in two dots, which are Shva, the two thighs of truth. As it is written, the rivers sent forth their weeping, as in carry on their shoulders. And Abba descends by the righteous, which is Shurug, at one point of Chirik. For there is a place of the one who makes laws, the connection of the two thighs of truth, which is Dach Yam. Dach, considering Chav Dalid, 24 letters, the second unification, of which it was said, do not return ashamed. And Dach is in the 24 Chav Dalid books of Torah. The Shekhinah, with Chav Dalid Hay on her shoulder. When the righteous is filled by the middle pillar, as it is written, she filled her jar and went up. Arising is the dot, which is 1 over 2, which are Shuruk, over 2, which are Shva, which become Shuruk. After it is full from his side and from the side of the middle pillar, it is said about the Shekhinah, she filled her jar and went up, and she brought down her jar from her. Anyone who kneels, kneels in the bliss. And she filled up her jar and went up. Anyone who stands upright in the name. Certainly she rises up from the exile to her husband. At that time she said to the righteous, and she said, drink, and I will also water your camels, who have been weaned of milk. Cholam is called the middle pillar with regard to the moach. Chirik is to the brain. Chirik corresponds to the heart. Shuruk is the connection between them. Cholam is on every right side, as it is written, over all your offerings you will offer salt. Chirik is called on every, is regarded on every left side, on all of the left side, which is the shuruk, the connection of the two of them. Also, it is called cholam in upper ima, the Day of Atonement, which is the 10th day in which he forgives the sins of his people. Chirik is said in the bottom ima. In it, he grinds his teeth over Sam, who was enslaved in the children of the Shekhinah in exile. The waters sound their voices. This is the two times when Israel unite with the Creator and raise in him the voice morning and evening and noon, which are right and left. In both, they raise the sound, which is the middle pillar. To whom do they raise it? To Imaila, which is the 20, which is 25 on the right, 25 on the left, evening and morning. And these are the 50 gates of Bina. They call him by them for the righteous to come down. It is the Dach on the right thigh, and it is Kada, her jar, on her shoulder on the left thigh, which are the two pillars of truth. Because of it, the rivers carry forth their Dochyam, their Dachyam, which is Dach in the Chad, Chav Dalet, 24 letters of Blessed is the glory of his name of Avit, and Dach in the 24 letters of Shacharit, of the morning prayer. And the meaning of I placed Kadchod 24-24, your sons, which is the jar and two of them, and let him not return ashamed. He should not hear the voice of that dach, but carry the rivers. It did not say carried, but will carry, because they are carried on the shoulder. At that time, she filled her jar and went up. She said, drink, and I will also water your camels. These are 248 words of the four portions of the unification of the Shema reading, all of which are 248 organs included in the covenant who is righteous. All are watered by the Shekhinah, which is Kad Yam. Kad, 24 books of Torah. They are the jar that was filled by the upper sea of Torah, which is the whole of the 50 letters of unification, which are 25 and 25. By which the Creator is united two times. And when she comes up, Yam, which is 50 in Gematria, this is the water, the rivers carry their doch Yam. By their letters reversed, Dach, and it is Chav Dalet. And Dach is the righteous in this Kad jar, because of it is broken in the exile. The Shekhinah, which is a jar, it was said about it, a broken and afflicted heart, you will not despise, O God. The righteous is Dach in the water of the Torah. This is pure in the water of Torah, as it is written, pure oil. When the Vav departs from the Hay and remains Dalet, because of it, a pure water, a fourth of the hin. A fourth is He, of course, who becomes Dalet. And that pure one is the small Vav, the completion of the He. It was said about him, between me and the children, and between the children of Israel, it is a covenant forever. Certainly the letter He. Because of it, He is named after him, the sixth day, the He of Shishi. We'll move on to the next